Everything that we are aware of comes to us through our five senses, our sense of taste, smell, hearing, seeing, touching. And we're quite unaware of anything that cannot be sensed this way. It's how God made us to live in this world that He created for us and to be aware of our surroundings and our environment. We have a spiritual sense that we can sense the Spirit of God, and that's quite strong within us. But as we read the Bible and we learn about the other realm, the realm where God exists, there are many things happening of which we are totally unaware. Listen to what happened to a man named Job, who was the richest man of his day, had a beautiful, lovely family. Everything was going great, but something was happening in another realm that would affect him very much. Job chapter 1, verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Where did you come from?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Oh, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fears God and stays away from evil?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not put a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his wealth is increased in the land. But put forth your hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Look, all that he has is in your power. Only upon himself put not forth your hand." So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. You see, something was happening that would affect Job very much, but he had no idea that his life was about to change forever. You know, there's something going on right now, according to the Bible, that we know very little about. According to the Bible, the Lord is preparing for the day of his return. You can read about that in the book of Revelation. There are worship services going on in this heavenly realm. There's preparation being made, even as we speak, and the Lord is saying, just a little while longer. We need to trust in the Lord as Job trusted in the Lord, because a day is coming that will test all the people of the earth. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you have given us grace. I thank you for all the blessings. But Lord, may I be like Job. May I bless your name no matter what, and follow you with all of my heart, no matter what the circumstances on this earth. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.